Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. Today's subject, once again, is the authority of the believer. We're doing part three of a seven-part series. We're doing two topics today. The first topic will be Satan rules creation, and the second topic will be God's plan of redemption. In part one of these series, we saw the topic of God creates heavens and the earth, and then the second topic was God creates mankind. In the third topic, we talked about and discussed the fall of man, what actually happened, and the transfer of that power and authority that God gave mankind over to Satan. Let's now continue with topic number four, Satan rules creation. We now turn to Luke chapter 4, verses 6 to 8, and this is the temptation of Jesus in the desert. So I'll start at verse 1. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days, and when they were ended, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." And the devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time, and said to him, "To you I will give all this authority and their glory, for it was delivered to me, and I will give it to whom I will. If you then will worship me, it will be all yours." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." What I want you to see here is the authority God gave mankind in the Garden of Eden when they fell into sin was transferred from mankind over to Satan, and Satan now became the stepfather of mankind. That God-given authority, that lordship, that dominionship was transferred to Satan, and God had to get it back. But God had a plan, and that plan was through his Son, Jesus Christ. Another point to see here is Jesus was tempted by Satan and offered all power and authority. And we see this from verse 5. And the devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time and said to him, "To you I will give all this authority and their glory, for it was delivered unto me, and I will give it to whom I will." Satan was clearly saying that he had the authority and power that God had given mankind in his hands now. We see also that Jesus responds with the word of God, "It is written," instead of acting on what Satan said. Jesus passed the test the first Adam failed. Just like Jesus, God wants the born-again believer today to act and speak the word of God and not to act on emotions and feelings. We also see in the scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 4, I'll start at verse 3, "But even our gospel is veiled. It is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel or the glory of Christ, who is an image of God, should shine on them." In verse 4, we see whose mind the God of this age. This is talking about Satan. Satan is called the God of this age. He is not God. There is only one God, God the Father, who is all-powerful. But Satan is called the God of this age because he's in authority of the earth. And when you look at the scripture, you'll see when it refers to God, it's got a small g, G-O-D. When it refers to God the Father, it's capital G. So Satan, which is a fallen angel, has got authority over mankind. And it's only through Jesus Christ that that authority can be broken and the person can be translated back into the kingdom of God, into full righteousness out of sin. We see through the scriptures that when sin entered into the Garden of Eden, the curse also entered the Garden of Eden, and that includes sickness, disease, poverty, lack, debt, and that's called a curse. Now, when I go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1, we read the blessings come first, and it says in verse 1, "Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments," or the word of God, "which I have commanded you today, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God." Then verse 3 starts off, "Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country," and so forth. We now go to the curses on disobedience, and we start at verse 15. "But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments," or the word of God, "and his statutes, which I command you today, that you all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you." And verse 16 starts off, "Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country." What I'm trying to say here to you is through the disobedience in the Garden of Eden, the blessing was replaced by the curse, and Satan is in authority over the curse, and he is the author of the curse. Let us now go to the next topic. It's called God's plan of redemption. From the very time that sin came into the Garden of Eden and mankind fell into sin, God had a plan, and he prophesied that. We go to Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Starting at verse 13, "And the Lord God said to woman, 'What is this you have done?' And the woman said, 'The serpent deceived me, and I ate.' So the Lord God said to the serpent," Satan that is, "'because you have done this, you are cursed more than all the cattle, and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life.'" Verse 15, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed, and he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." What does enmity mean? It means opposition and hostility. In verse 15, "your seed" refers to Satan's family. "Her seed" refers to God's family. "It," the seed, refers to Jesus Christ. Let us go to John chapter 8, verse 44, but I'll start at verse 42. "Jesus said to them, 'If God were your father, you would love me, for I proceed forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech?' Jesus was saying, 'Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the very beginning and does not stand in truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie. He speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it.'" This scripture is clearly saying that there are two families. There's the family of God through Jesus Christ, and then there's the family of Satan. The family of Satan are the people in the world who are not born again, who resist believing in Jesus Christ. These are the two families on the earth. There's no other family in between. There's no gray area. You belong to God's family, the kingdom of God, or you belong to Satan's family by default. And I'm talking spiritually here. You can also check the other scriptures in Acts chapter 13, verse 10, and 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. Now let's go to the her seed, which is God's family. The scriptural references are Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, Luke chapter 1, verse 31, and verses 34 and 35. Now let's go to it, the seed, which is talking about Jesus Christ. Reading from verse 20, "And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly." The Bible is clearly showing us that there are two families on the earth: your seed, which is Satan's family, her seed, which is God's family, and the seed, or it, is Jesus Christ. God spoke through the prophets over 4,000 years. There is one coming, a Messiah. He spoke his word into the earth, and the word, Jesus Christ, became flesh. We see this in John chapter 1, verses 1 to 5, and John chapter 1, verse 14. Man was the key figure in the fall of man, so man had to be the key figure in the redemption of man. Jesus is referred to as the last Adam. Jesus knew that he had to go to the cross to legally obtain man's redemption and the authority that he had lost in the fall. Man had been given so much authority that the fall of sin affected three worlds in existence: heaven, earth, and under the earth. Everything became perverted and had to be cleansed, and that's why Jesus Christ went to the cross. The last Adam, who was Jesus Christ, had to reverse the mess or the problem the first Adam had created, and going to the cross was the only way. Going to the cross, dying, shedding his blood to pay for the penalty of sins, to break the power of Satan and to have back the power that was given to Satan from the Garden of Eden. Through what Jesus Christ did on the cross, his sacrifice on the cross, we now, as a human being, we have a choice between God's family or Satan's family. And I would advise anyone to choose God's family for eternity. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed this topic today. We're doing part 4 next, and the topic will be the sacrifice for mankind. Thank you very much for being with me, and God bless.